Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 407 for Thursday, May 26th. I'm Jade Marcus. The U.S. Futures Canada canola contracts were about $3 to $5 per ton weaker in early activity on Thursday. The July contract was down $5 at $520, pressured by advances in the Canadian dollar. The loonie gained ground against its U.S. counterpart Thursday morning, which pressured canola by making the commodity less appealing to international buyers. Beneficial rains in parts of western Canada added to canola's declines, as the market had gained with dryness concerns. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans weakened in early activity, correcting lower after sharp advances on Thursday, which added spillover pressure to canola. Commercial demand for canola is also keeping the market supported. Advances in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil further underpinned the market. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were weaker, while wheat was stronger. Soybeans were about 1 to 7 cents per bushel weaker on Thursday, with the July contract at $10.78. Soybeans were tracking soy meal lower on Thursday with market uncertainty after sharp advances in the previous session. Weak export sales further pressured the market. Soybean sales in the week ended May 19th were down 18% from the previous week and 1% from the previous four-week average, according to data from the United States Department of Agriculture. The expectation that producers will switch corn acres to soybeans due to seeding conditions this year added to the declines. However, gains in crude oil underpinned the market. Corn prices were about 2 to 3 cents per bushel weaker in early activity, with the July contract at $4.01, pressured by spillover losses in the soy complex. China is expected to clear out its corn stocks ahead of this year's harvest, which added to the declines. China's reserves body will likely auction about 2 million tons of old corn stocks. Export sales declined on the week, but were on the high end of analyst expectations, which limited losses on Thursday. Corn sales were down 6% from the previous week, but unchanged from the previous four-week average, according to USDA data. For wheat, prices were 2 to 4 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago July contract at $4.68, as cold, wet weather is keeping technical support in the market. Wet weather puts U.S. crops at risk of disease, which is bullish, but export sales reductions on the week limited gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, May 26th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.